what fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House. It is the pre-Christmas weekend special edition of Rosie on the House. We're talking about our Christmas traditions as well as your Christmas traditions. You know, Romy, we were talking about the tree trimming party we always had as a family growing up. And
Trimming? Or
decorating. Well, okay. That's called tree trimming.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
And that was always an eggnog event.
Yes.
Always had eggnog. Well, recently in the last five or six years.
Or at least eggnog mixed with something.
Well, the last 5 or 6 years, we became the recipients of another family's tradition that always make homemade eggnog and distribute it to their friends. And it's Meg's Nog.
Oh.
Meg's Nog. And I'm telling you what, Romy, that ain't the egg. That's not your grandpa's eggnog. This has got more than eggs in it.
I didn't know
and
that.
And I'm guessing Meg.
You
if
didn't
it's the
know
same
that?
Meg, this
I didn't.
This is the Mufalata maker, Meg?
That's Mufalata maker.
Oh, I can tell you right now, that's good eggnog.
This is Meg's Nog.
No wonder I like it so much.
Yeah, it ought to have an octane rating on it.
My neighbor always makes moonshine, so we wait till we get our moonshine to mix in with a little bit of eggnog for a tree decorating.
So. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, wow. Let's see if we can get back to the topic of home improvement, but we don't want to lose the spirit of the season. If you'd like to share a family tradition from the Christmas season, please feel free to do that as we bring you on air. Let's go down to Green Valley and welcome Rich into the conversation. I know he's had a beautiful several couple days looking at experiencing the gorgeous rain that moved through southern Arizona, as well as the little snow frosting that hit the top of all the mountains up there. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
I have a double-wide carport.
Okay.
And holding up two beams is a post, which is really in the way of everything.
Okay.
I'd like to consider getting rid of that post.
Okay.
Now, can I, and it's holding up two, I don't know, 4x8 beams that join right there by the post.
Uh-huh.
Can I get a laminate beam of some type and put up there to support all that weight, or is that not wise?
Well, I would. That's wiser than the way I took the post out at my house. It was actually my oldest daughter learning how to drive with a 15-passenger Ford van. Just remove the post all in one swell, one quick move. It just gone.
How did that work?
Well, I was then doing exactly what you're talking about doing. I was propping the roof back up. I was putting some glue lam beams in there. And yes, Rich, you can get that post out of there with just some simple, the 4x8 that's probably there, or the doubled up 2x8 that's there, can be replaced with a glue lam, and it'll carry all the weight easily. The one thing you're going to need to do is where each end of that glue lam rests, we're going to have to make sure we have some amount of significant footprint. You're not just going to want to sit that on a 4-inch garage slab, you know what I'm saying? So it may take a little excavation, and that post may need a little extra spread footing. That spread footing, that's the word that was escaping me there for a minute. And that would be a, you know, 18-inch by 18-inch or 24-inch by 24-inch, 12 inches thick, with number 4 rebar, put 8 inches on center each way, fill it with concrete, get it up tight to underneath the slab, and then you would rest that glue lam on top of that post above that.
Oh, I see. So if we get rid of one post, I'm going to have to add 2 more posts.
I would think so. You're certainly welcome to send me a picture at info@rosieonthehouse.com. I don't know how big a hurry you're in. I'm going to have to be down in Tucson area about the second or third week of January. I'd be happy to, while I'm down there, run over to Green Valley and take a look at it for you and just sketch it all up for you on a piece of paper.
Okay.
So send me the pictures, and Jennifer's actually on the line screening another call. We'll put you on hold. She'll pick you back up. And maybe get your phone number and address, and we'll run down to Green Valley the next time I have occasion to be in Tucson.
You want to tell us about your Polish tradition?
Yeah.
It's an old Polish tradition. It happens on Christmas Eve when the whole big extended family is sitting down for their dinner. It's the breaking of the opłatki, So plotki is kind of like a communion wafer, and I turn to you, and you crack off a piece, and I wish you various good wishes and good luck and so forth, and it goes around the table like that. It's this very solemn, peaceful, generous type of beginning to the Christmas Eve dinner.
And say the name of the wafer one more time.
The opłatki.
Opłatki?
I can tell you're not Polish.
When
no.
when you send the picture of your carport, put the spelling of that so we'll have it captured so we can include it in the archives of the show, which you can always find at our website, rosieonthehouse.com, which is where you have to go. We're playing these best of 12 Days of Christmas. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com and hear the entire segment. We're just playing little bits of it today.
Of the nationalities mix that we are, Polish did not fall on that one.
Well, we're about everything else.
We have French, Spanish, Irish, Cyber. Was that Scottish? Scottish, Celtic?
About 10 different things.
10 different things from Europe, but we missed Poland completely.
Jump on the line now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.